Lillian Wu. With the Iowa caucuses a month away, a Democratic candidate drops out. Former HUD Secretary Julian Castro tweeting, "It's with profound gratitude to all our supporters that I suspend my campaign." This coming as some other candidates release fundraising numbers. Bernie Sanders pulling in the biggest Democratic bucks.
The Sanders campaign rounded out the year with a $34.5 million cash haul raised over the past few months. The average donation was $18 and came primarily from teachers and blue-collar workers. The campaign also announced it had reached 5 million individual contributions, more than any other Democratic candidate and more than President Trump.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, the Trump campaign saying it raised $46 million. And police in Chicago say two toddlers are dead after a woman stabbed her father and jumped from the 11th floor of an apartment with one child, leaving the other in a tub. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
We've had a persistent rain throughout the morning, but as I look at radar, it's been moving northward. In other words, the big rain mass has been moving northward, and we are at the southern end of it now. So here's what happens. We get after several hours of rain, we get a break in the action where showers will be redeveloping later on in the day. We could have a shower anytime, and maybe some thunderstorms later as well. The airport's already had close to a half an inch, 0.45 right now, and the risk of showers and thunderstorms will continue this evening and tonight and become likely. And periods of rain tomorrow. High in the upper 60s today. Tonight's low 61. Tomorrow, high in the upper 60s again. The rain tapers off, I think, by late Friday night. By that time, though, some drenching rains in parts of Alabama. In fact, the northern counties could see, you know, 5-6 inches. It's certainly possible. Not that much here, you know, but maybe 2 to 4 inches in this part of the state, and a little bit less in southeast Alabama. Right now, this morning, I mentioned the airport is at 53 degrees with light rain falling. It's 9:03. Nasty morning, huh?
Nasty indeed. Yeah, when I woke up and I actually looked at your, smashed your face. I just bunched your face. I'm talking about the Rich Thomas Weather app.
My eye.
Yeah, and
right
then I saw that it was just going to be raining. And, well, it'll stop raining, it looks like.
We get a little break in the action. And then
right when I get off today. Yeah. So, this latest news about Mark
Montiel's death this morning.
Shocking.
First, we had gotten a couple of texts. We didn't want to say anything until we heard some more, and apparently the news is true about Mark. So, a well-known person in Montgomery, a former judge in Montgomery as well.
And, when I first time I was ever up in the studio was with Dan Morris and Mark Montiel when they were doing the show together.
Yeah.
And I was interning. I was still in college. And, I did a show with Dan. They would, trade days, then do days together. And Mark was one of the first people I ever worked with in this business. And we had him on recently. And he was a great dance partner. Even when we disagreed, it was always good radio and good fun. And this is just, you never know.
Lots of folks know Mark Montiel, and we're hearing from some of those folks now. So, and every day is a gift.
Yeah. Lift him up.
You never know. Nobody's guaranteed tomorrow.
There are many people who loved him. Y'all lift him up, support him. News and views will begin, though. Must go on.
See you.
See you, Rich.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. In Elmore County, three people were killed, another person injured in a single car crash early Wednesday morning. Troopers say 25-year-old Ladarius Griffin, 22-year-old Charnavia Hinkle, and 22-year-old Lamisha Avera died when the car they were in left the road, hit a tree, and then overturned. None of the three were wearing seatbelts and died at the scene. A fourth passenger was wearing a seatbelt and has been hospitalized for treatment. In news across Alabama, authorities in Birmingham continue to search for 29-year-old Peyton Houston, last seen on December 21st. Police say she left a bar with two men that night. They believe she left willingly, but her mother says she texted a coworker that she was with earlier in the night saying she didn't know the men and felt she was in trouble. Governor Kay Ivey and Crime Stoppers offering a $10,000 reward. Those are your news headlines this morning. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae?
Get in the car, Bubba!
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 8282 when applying. Avant.com, code 8282. That's Avant.com, code 8282.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 to noon. You know, folks, I was ready to come in here live and kicking. And then we got this breaking news here. 272-9228 is our call-in number. I'm Joey Clark. My co-host Jack Campbell is here.
How you doing?
Happy New Year, Jack. Good to see you here in 2020.
Well, it's good to be here, and it's really tragic if you were not listening to The Greg Show. Longtime radio host, former... circuit judge, former appellate judge Mark Montiel, passed away last night. We got confirmation this morning. And be it that he might have been a very controversial figure, I can truly call him my friend of many, many years. Go back to Mark ran for, he ran for district attorney back in 1988, and I ran his campaign, and he got the nomination and lost the race to a longtime DA, Jimmy Evans. But he had been in and around Republican political circles for as long as I can remember, as long as he's been in Montgomery. Mark is originally from Mobile, and he survived by three children, a couple of ex-wives, but I knew his wife, Joey, very well, and I knew his first wife, Lucy, who was Lucy Rutland, and he was a friend. And I'm very happy that despite his problems with this program initially, we had him on back in September or early October, He came and visited on the show, and he's called in a couple of times. He was on JT and Leanne last
week. When
they
were covering for Greg on Happy Hour.
So it was sudden. It could have been a heart attack. I don't know. It could have been a stroke. I don't know. But I understand that a family member found him last night.
Well, and folks in this business, there can be a lot of drama. And, and you know, people have their disagreements. It's politics. It's business. It's entertainment. But, you know, the last time I talked to him, he had just called the show.
Right.
And, you know, we got into it in our usual way. But I made sure to call him off air. I still had his personal number and said, keep calling like that. Keep giving us hell.
Yeah. And this Mark loved to tell us how to run the show.
Yeah. And this is just so shocking. Like I just said to Rich Jack, I didn't know him intimately, but I'd gotten to know him. One of the first guys I worked with here on radio airways in the studio back when I was only 20. And,
I did not know his daughter Mackenzie, but I knew his son Mark Jr. and also his first child Frazier, his daughter, and of course hung around him a bunch back in the day. And he was always called Barron and me French Republicans.
Yeah.
Because and none of us knew what in the hell that meant. And you know, I'm not sure. I think somebody had coined the phrase. Some national syndicated radio host had talked about French Republicans who were supposedly sort of in and out of the Republican camp, that you never really could trust them. But
right.
And Mark, of course, knew better than that. But he liked to do that when he was on Cumulus for many years. And I know his family at Cumulus. I talked to Lanier Harris over there this morning. She had not heard. Kevin Elkins texted me this morning to say he had heard it. You know, in this business, we're all friends.
Right. Yeah, we might have it out on air. We might, you know, there are good days and bad days in that regard. But, you know, you respect somebody who's done this job. And, you know, you get to know people.
Oh, yeah. And our competitors are our friends. I know I looked up one day when I was in the hospital back in probably May, and Kevin Elkins was standing in my room, and he goes up against us in the mornings, I think, partly, but he's a dear friend, and I've known Lanier Harris since high school. She's the sales manager over there, and I know Marvin, who's really a great guy. I saw them recently, but we're all friends in this business, and it's tough.
Now, I'm sorry we begin the new year this way, folks.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry for those who knew Mark very, very well. I'm sorry, Jack.
Well.
And I'm so sorry to so many folks here at our staff at Blue Water knew him well. I'm not going to name names, but I'm seeing people crying and giving hugs in the hallways.
I know.
Y'all lift him up. Say a prayer for his family. Say a prayer for everybody who knew him well.
Yeah.
Take time.
And he was, you know, Mark, I'm sure, went out swinging. One thing about Mark, he never shied away from a fight.
Right.
He
did not.
He loved to get in the arena. And anyway, we're very sad.
We are. Show must go on, but it'll maybe is not as cheerful as we had hoped here in the new year.
Right.
272-9228 if y'all want to.
Well, Auburn lost. Alabama won.
Yeah. Well, Auburn didn't show up. Still wear my Auburn cap today. But.
Well, you know, it was on opposite the Alabama game, and I was turning back and forth. But anyway. And then I got something like a damn stye in my eye today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you know how they are.
Well, and I said I was going to take it easy on New Year's Eve, and then my trainer over at Express Fitness is like, hey, you want to go out for a beer? Turned into more like four.
Well, that's not me.
And it wasn't too bad, but I didn't eat much that day. So when I got home and woke up the next day, I'm like, oh, my goodness, why did I do that? But spent the day quietly yesterday, you know, having fun, but also just relaxing. Was checking up on some of the big, you know, threads that will come here in the new year. And we'll get to all that. We'll get to all that. There's a lot going on. In my opinion, Jack, it looks like Trump, in terms of his reelection, he's going to do very well. The one thing that could hang him up is foreign policy. And it just, right now, you know, I bring that up and it doesn't feel right now. So 272-9228, especially if you have something you'd like to share, a memory of Mark Montiel, we would really appreciate it. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones now. You're on the program. Who's this?
Hey, very quickly, this is the man, Mark. We go way back, and I am so sorry. I just turned on the radio and got the news from you guys, and so I am so sad. But dig this. Some of the finest radio that I ever heard was done by Mark and Dan back in their early days when – and Jack, help me. Who was the state legislator that started throwing punches around on the floor of the
That was Charles Bishop. He was a senator who, I believe, Lowell Barron's called him a son of a bitch, and he drew his arm back and hit him. Oh, it was fisticuffs on the Senate floor back in, years ago.
That's right. That was it. And it was so funny because they opened up that segment with Lynyrd Skynyrd, Give Me Three Steps. And that was just, and that song has defined Mark for me all these years. Every time I hear it, I think about Mark Montiel.
Yeah.
So, if you get a chance, Joey, let's bump out with Give Me Three Steps in honor of Mark Montiel, okay?
That's a great, great, yes, absolutely.
Well, wasn't his theme song, Don't Back Down? I believe that was his.
Tom Petty. Yeah, by Tom Petty.
We'll play that in tribute to Mark this morning at some point.
Well, listen, you guys have a great 2020. There's a lot of life to live.
And, there certainly is.
Yeah, you don't have to be Barbara Walters to tell everybody it's 2020, man. Yeah. We'll see you later.
Thank you, East. We appreciate the call.
Yeah, and folks, it just reminds me, we're talking about that even our competitors or adversaries, even people we get mad at for a moment, or maybe you're mad at each other for a year or two. Something I've learned growing up is you cannot let the little political disagreements or just whatever you're disagreeing about, don't miss that it's a person you're talking to. And don't just ruin what could be an incredible relationship over petty differences. Life's too short for that.
Yeah. It's funny, back in, I believe it was 1986, I knew a Berg dog trainer, an old black gentleman from Lowndes County. I believe his name was Sam Bradley. And he and I were talking one day, and he said, in this business, meaning politics, there are no permanent friends and enemies. Or enemies. And, he said, the guy that you're going up against today might be on your team tomorrow, and that's so true. Mark and I fought a lot of political battles together, some on the same side, some not. In fact, he was calling here a couple of weeks ago, kind of beating me up about, I think you're for Tuberville.
Yeah.
And I said, right now I am. And then I said, and I guess you're for Sessions. He said, I am. So, but in the end, we were all, we were all friends. And just like Sonny Cawthon, who died last week, his funeral, I think, was Friday. Sonny was just a wretched Democrat. I mean, which I think is probably redundant to call somebody a wretched Democrat. But
no, stop it.
I love Sonny, and we were buddies. I mean, we disagreed on a lot of stuff, but we were raised in the old day of politics where you fought it out and made the best man win, made the best issue win, and you're friends, and you go home after it's over, and you go back out and you see them and you're friends, and that's the way it should be. And Mark and I disagreed on a lot of things, but we were buddies, and I really love his family, and I'm just incredibly sorry.
I am too.
I mean, it's very sad news.
Let's hit our first break here of the hour. Show must go on, folks. This hour of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take time, if you have memories and you're really taking stock of life here in the new year, take time to preserve those older memories. Bring them into the digital future. Preserve them for you and your family going forward. It's worth every penny, and it's a pretty reasonable penny, actually, to get something like that done. The number for Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, 279-6036. More news and views when we come back, and as requested by East of the Rockies, remembering that story. A lot of good memories, that's the thing. When you really take the time to look back, you can have a lot of fun on the airwaves, whether it's contentious or not, but as based on East request, here's Well, give me three steps. Be right back. 272-9228. If you'd like to call in, share any memories.
Concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 8282 when applying. Avant.com, code 8282. That's Avant.com, code 8282.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. How you doing?
I'm Durin. Okay. 272-9228 if you'd like to call in. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Downtown Montgomery, they're 38 East Jefferson Street, about 2-3 blocks from the Alley Station.
You know what we say about this time? Thinking Jenkins.
Oh, I gotta be Thinking Jenkins because they have you covered. When it comes to your everyday car, truck, or SUV, they have state-of-the-art equipment, technicians that are all ASE certified, so they're giving you top-notch service at a high quality level with a great price. They do it all really over there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Of course, tires, all the tire brands, whether Toyo, Bridgestone, Firestone, Goodyear, Michelin, Kelly, Dunlop. I've listened to too much George Carlin, so I start sounding like him when I do all these brand names, but it's true. They have everything you'd ever want when it comes to tires over at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. But also, whether you're looking for air filter replacements or larger jobs like air conditioning repair, transmission repair, tune-ups, wheel alignments, they'll even replace your windshield wiper blades. Of course, you can do basic oil changes and basic service, especially with their monthly checklist program. Take it in once a month. They make sure your vehicle's operating smoothly, and they'll teach you a little owner maintenance along the way. So check out Jenkins Tire and Automotive today if you're looking for your vehicle to be serviced, to have a little extra peace of mind when you're riding around town. 265-0792 is their number. Make an appointment there, 265-0792, or you can make an appointment online, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Again, that's JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Thank you to Jenkins Tire and Automotive for being a sponsor here of News and Views. Be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack sent you down to Jenkins, because we are Thinking Jenkins, folks. We are Thinking Jenkins. Let's go back to the phones. a longtime listener and caller to all our programs here. Jim, welcome to the show.
Good morning. That was a little bit of a shocker there.
Yeah.
How old was Mark?
I'm 64. I would guess Mark is about 60 or 61.
Yeah. I always enjoyed him on the show there. We kind of, I kind of went to high school and all that stuff. I lived in Mobile, and so I knew his, he had a brother who played football at UMS, and I kind of knew him. And
yeah. Did you go to UMS?
No, I went to Davidson, but, you know, I just knew him when we played him, you know, and stuff. But I just knew him, the circle he was in.
Did you know, was it Richard Todd who went to Davidson?
Yeah, he went there a couple of years. Well, I think when I graduated, he was maybe in junior high, but I went to, yeah, he was, when I went to the games after I graduated there, he was the quarterback there. He's a good quarterback. But not too bad for Alabama either. But, yeah, I enjoyed talking to Mark because I was from Mobile there and we talked and stuff and everything. And I never knew why he left the station, but he's a good guy.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll tell you what, when you get up there in your 60s like we are, Jack, but I'll be 69, you never know. You know,
yeah,
I've had so much work on my heart, you know, I could just, I know I could check out any time, but my heart, my cardiologist said my heart looked like a bad plumbing job, but it just kind of, life's too short for a lot of things, you know. Got to enjoy it.
Yeah, that's true. But we
just like when, or was it early in the year when Dimitri died?
Yeah, that killed me.
We were he was like a year, just a year older than me.
I love Dimitri Pelizzo. I mean, he was he was kind of an institution in Montgomery, and he had been a client of mine when he ran for the legislature, and we were very close. I was saying, I was hoping 2020 was gonna start out a lot better than 2019, but we have that sad news to report this morning. But and Mark would love that we're kind of making a big to do about him. I assure you that Mark never left his ego at the door. I'll say that for him.
No.
But he was. He was true to his convictions. I'll give him that.
Very much so.
Yeah. All right. Well, y'all have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Jim. All right. Thank you. When we know arrangements, and obviously it's way too soon.
It is.
For anybody to know that because it just happened. In fact, I heard Mark had just posted on Facebook like 9 o'clock last night. So, you know, this happened during the night. And it's very sad, but. Because we go way back. But I think Mark, in his, last year or so, I think he kind of was at peace with things.
He was, from talking to him on air and off air.
Yeah, and I'm very happy that we buried the hatchet.
Yeah.
And Joey and I had him on back, I guess it was October.
Yeah.
September, October, he came on and...
That was a great day.
Yeah, we had fun. As Mark would say, we yucked it up.
Yeah. Well, no, and he would remind me of family members because usually my family would, we'd sit around and we'd kind of yell at each other about stuff, and
Oh, yeah.
And that it's always fun when you're doing it in good faith. 272-9228. News and views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, it's Jenny. Good morning.
Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Jack. Well, I really... Oh, am I on the air already?
Yes, you are.
Yes, yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just in shock, as we all are. But I will say my fondest memory of Mark Montiel was after he had been through a trial, not in the courtroom. I mean, a life lesson trial. Just faith in Jesus exploded. And he was very public about forgiveness and how important Christ is in your life. And I was so proud, you know, of him. And he was just, yeah, he never left his ego at the door. And he definitely stood by his convictions. But that is one conviction that I think hit him like a ton of bricks in the face, because he was so open about knowing the fact that he was forgiven.
Yeah.
And that, and that how precious life is. I guess that's a kind of elementary way to put it, but we all got along and didn't get along. You know, it was like we left it at the door. And if you see him out in public, Rad and I just saw him about a month ago. You know, he just gave me a side hug. It was just so sweet, and shook Rad's hand, and you could just see the peace in his face. And I'm just so happy about the fact that he got that peace before last night.
Yeah.
So he had a heart attack. Is that what it was?
I don't think any of that. I think that's just speculation at this point.
Yeah.
Because he had no visible signs of anything that I know of.
Right. Yeah.
We had talked to him like 2 weeks ago on the air, and he and I texted a lot. But anyway, it's...
Well, I did not. I mean, if I saw him, or we would post things about our animals,
yeah.
And he would comment, or I would comment, or he would, especially when I was going through chemo, he would always say something encouraging, and, you know, I thank him. And so I'm just glad that he posted that about Frenchie, too, forgiveness. And all that, and, you know, put it behind you. And it's just a sad day. But, you know, none of us die early. So all our days are numbered. That's my belief, because that's in Scripture. We lose people early to us, but that's how long Mark Montiel was supposed to live. His days are numbered. Mm-hmm. Our days are numbered. And that's as long as Mark was supposed to be with us. And God's timing is perfect instead of his plan. So I'm just praying for his kids and his grandkids, too, because it's so sudden. It's not like it was expected and hospice was there and stuff. But praying for his friends, too. Jack, I know you guys must go back 40 years, 30
years. 35 years.
34, goodness gracious.
Yeah, long time.
Yeah. Well, and you and Rad go back a long way, too.
We go back way beyond that. Rad and I go back to like 72, 71.
That's really frightening.
And I love him. I know. But
I do too.
Yes, well, you should.
Anyway.
I don't have a marriage certificate, so I don't have to love him, but I do love him.
I do love Rad Dodson.
You know, and he's another person that is on another, you know, he works for another radio company, and that doesn't matter, you know. It's
a family, though. Yeah,
it absolutely. This radio is a radio family, and you know that.
Boy.
And
yeah,
you
know,
but
we appreciate it, Jenny. We really do.
Well, no, you guys have a happy New Year, and no matter what happens, we are all blessed, and we need to count those blessings every single day. And
that's
thank
true.
God for friendships and family and the air we breathe.
That's right.
Well, y'all have a great week.
You too.
And,
thank you for
I'm
calling.
I'm sure I'll see you at the when we know arrangement.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
272-9228 if you want to call in. If you have any memories, any stories, anything you'd like to say about the passing of Mark Montiel. We're still finding out more details, but we were.
And we really, today and tomorrow, I won't be here tomorrow, so it's easy for me to say I've got to take the TV show, but... I will say that we'll let you talk about anything today.
Yeah. Oh,
this is kind of a laid-back.
This week's weird.
Yeah, this week is weird.
This
it's weird because you had the holiday in the middle of the week.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row like this.
Yeah, and the first day of January was on hump day. Who'd you hump? Anybody?
No.
My dog didn't
that's,
even
that's
hump
kind
me.
Of a soup question there, Jack. Like, what is it? You know that movie Finding Forrester?
Is it kind of like, are you still beating your wife?
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever the answer
actually,
is, it ain't good.
No one for the new year. I ushered in the new year with a passionate celibacy. So, unfortunately. So.
Yes, I confirmed mine as well.
Mm-hmm.
Did you drink any on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, a little bit. Like I told you a second ago, I had a few beers.
But, I had a couple of martinis, and I got home, and my dog was waiting for me. And
now I've gotten to where I just don't like drinking. Like, the next day, I wasn't really, like, physically, like, headache, hungover, or anything like that. But it does. It's a true depressant. I felt kind of depressed the whole next day, all yesterday. I got through it. You know, you do what you do. But, yeah, I don't think I can do it like I used to. I look back at my 20s, like, this last decade, and go, my goodness. Some dodge bullets. Some nights were fun, and it's all worth it. But, yeah, I think those days are kind of behind me for the most part. Oh, man. 272-9228. 272-9228. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Coal Plumbing. Hey, James, what's up? I know you're listening, JC.
Yeah, James, we know you're listening.
He's always listening. I hate that you missed him. He came in studio last week, and he was great. I got him to talk some more.
Really? You got him to talk?
Yeah, and you know he's got plenty to say because he's always messaging us and texting us. And James Cole and the whole Cole family, incredible folks. They've been offering great plumbing services here in Montgomery, Alabama, and in the surrounding areas since 1977.
This is their 43rd year, or maybe it's the 44th year. How does that work?
I think it's 43rd, yeah.
Well, okay.
Going on the 40s.
Yeah, but something I mean, it's like over it's over 40, so they've gotten over the hump.
Call them today, 279-8919, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. The best thing about Cole Plumbing, folks, is that when there's a plumbing problem, you got to get on top of it immediately. But Cole Plumbing has proprietary pipelining technology where they're not going to have to dig up a huge hole in your yard. They're not going to have to blow out the whole wall in your home. They can actually go in, fix your piping, fix your plumbing problem with minimal discomfort. And that is just true to them. That is their own technology. So whether it's a big issue or small issue, you want to take care of everything, and Cole Plumbing has you covered. Give them a call today. 279-8919, 279-8919. Remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
Indeed. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you'd like to call in. 272-9228. There is some news going on. Like I mentioned earlier, I'm a big fan of, Pat Buchanan. I don't agree with everything he's said or written, but I like his general perspectives. Pat Buchanan.
Oh, Pat, what a character.
I like his world historic sort of geostrategic thinking, if I can put it that way. He thinks in history, in terms of history, he thinks in terms of larger trends, and he wrote a great piece to kick off the new year, what could maybe trip up the President of the United States in his reelection. I want to get into that a little bit. Anything going on, 272-9228. Be right back. More news and views after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming, because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A Gulf storm system will dominate Alabama's weather for the next couple of days. For today, showers likely. Thunderstorms will become possible by this afternoon. Becoming breezy today with a high in the upper 60s. Showers and maybe some thunderstorms likely tonight and continuing tomorrow. The risk for showers will diminish on Friday night. Friday's high in the upper 60s. Much colder Saturday with a high around 51, but the winds will make it seem colder. We'll be down to freezing on Saturday night. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to Noon.
How you doing? I'm Jack Campbell. You are?
Joey Clark.
Is that your real name?
Joseph Ray Clark.
Oh, well, it's kind of like Frisco Riverstone. That's the most made-up crap I ever heard in my life.
Yeah, that's incredibly made up.
He's going to be on tomorrow, I think.
Okay, I'm going
to take my place. And then, he said if you'll have him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know.
I'll have him on the show.
How ridiculous.
272-9228. No, my full name is Joseph comes from my, well, it's the, obviously a Christian name, but my grandfather, Joseph Skenecki, first generation.
Oh, Joe.
Yeah. First, I called him Papa Joe, first generation immigrant, came from Poland, though, and we keep checking records. Now, I got to look into, like, ancestry or something, but my grandfather told me, Ron told me that last time they checked, that the grandparents came from Kiev or Kiev. So that's interesting.
You don't have chicken Kiev, you have chicken Kiev.
Right. Well, no, but I see all these professional diplomats now because Ukraine's in the news so much.
Yeah.
But that's apparently where my mom's side of the family, at least the Polish-Russian side, is from. I found that
fascinating. Did your grandfather know Lech Walenza or whatever his name?
Yeah, I wish.
You remember him?
I've heard tale of him. I've heard tale of him. But, as I mentioned, yesterday I took the opportunity, I was listening to a lot of stuff on foreign policy and on, I think this is the one place that is the wild card as we go into 2020, talking about presidential politics, whether it be, did you see the breaking news, Jack, about Kim Jong-un, North Korea?
No.
They essentially said, they came out in their state media said, Kim Jong-un no longer feels bound to his self-imposed moratorium on nuclear testing, and that he will soon unveil a new strategic weapon.
Right.
Yeah. So, see, that's one angle. But you also have, would China do something? And then, of course, the hottest situation right now, not hot in a good way, is things heating up between the United States and Iran, this proxy war that was essentially being prosecuted across the Middle East, whether in Yemen, Iraq, Syria, right on the edges of Israel. There's so much going on, and it's a good lesson that when you redraw the map, when you take out the strong men in the Middle East, new strong men will rise to power. And I think it could hurt the president if we get into an actual real war with Iran. I don't think he wants it. I think it would be very foolish. Part of what I was watching and this is just stuff that fascinates me, is what have war games looked like between the United States and Iran? Say Iran didn't just put like a sticky mine on one tanker going through the Strait of Hormuz. Say they actually tried to shut down the Strait. I don't think they would at this point because it would hurt more than just the United States. It would hurt all sorts of players, including China and Russia, who back Iran so much. But say they did that, it would not be an easy task for the United States or even regional partners to open that Strait back up, because Iran has invested in a lot of missile technology, a lot of anti-ship missiles. You know, their strategy, it's fascinating, because they can't match the firepower of the U.S. Navy. What they'll do is they have something like 2,000-something small speedboats, all equipped with anti-ship missiles. So the idea is essentially swarm. And in war games done not too long ago, they actually were able to take out several major U.S. ships with that tactic. So we'll see going forward. But Iran is no cakewalk, folks. It's nothing like Iraq. Nothing like that. Nothing like Afghanistan, even. It is a serious threat, not just to the United States, but to the region. I don't think Iran, if they actually wanted to go to total war with us, would survive very long. But let's not kid ourselves. This would not be an easy thing to do. And politically speaking, I think some people would rally around the flag, of course. That's usually the effect when we first go to war. But I think it would hurt the president, because it's something that he's been trying to push against, bring the troops home from Afghanistan, from Iraq, from so many places. So we'll see where that goes. But I think when you look at home, things are going fairly well, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would.
The economy's humming along. Stock market's great, but also employment figures and wages going up for the first time for many folks.
Well, the political wisdom, conventional political wisdom, is when an election rolls around for president, if the economy is good, under the incumbent, they're generally going to be reelected.
Yeah.
Because people vote their pocketbooks. You know, it can come down to one issue for some groups. Like there's, some people will vote because you're pro-life. Some people will vote because you're pro-gun. But traditionally, people reelect those whose policies are making the economy work. And I think if you look at that, after 8 years of Obama, things look pretty good for Donald Trump right now, regardless of this ridiculous, pardon the pun, trumped-up impeachment crap.
Yeah, and I've got audio, or not video, but audio for the radio listeners out there. Did you see Rudy Giuliani at this gala event at Mar-a-Lago? Everybody's wearing, tuxedos.
I saw him in a bow tie, but the sound was down. I
found one with pretty good sound. And so it's Rudy talking to the press at this event, and he's very confident. The big takeaway is that if I could prosecute this like I used to, I'd prosecute this as a racketeering case. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, he's really starting to nail down what happened in Ukraine, which makes me think what happened in Ukraine is being covered up by this impeachment. And by cover up, I mean they're trying to be the ones who first tell the story. They're getting in front of it.
Did I hear you and Dan last week? I was in the car, and I heard somebody say that Nancy Pelosi's child also had dealings with Ukraine.
Right.
Is that true? Or is that a rumor?
It's more rumor at this point, but here's what I think is going on in Ukraine, is all sorts of money was being dumped in that country by the U.S. government, USAID.
Yeah.
USAID. And that money, on several occasions, was put, for instance, in the bank of a certain oligarch, and all of a sudden, banking error. Money goes missing. Billions of dollars. And the accusation, the rumor and innuendo, is that a lot of that money ended up back in the pockets of certain American interests, certain Ukrainian interests, certain players.
Yeah.
And Giuliani, I can pull up his Twitter account. He's been doing a pretty good job just tweeting information as he finds it. For instance, one of Biden's associates, Joe Biden's associates, I think Joe Biden's brother or something like that, he got a vast majority of, say, the housing contract money that went to Iraq. So money is appropriated for housing, rebuilding, and Iraq.
You know, these guys get in there and they figure it out, don't they?
Exactly. And what's come out is Hunter Biden received millions of dollars, and that's come out in a lawsuit, I believe, over a child custody or the idea that they had to do DNA tests. The woman came forward and said, a stripper, I believe, from D.C., said, no, this is your child, Hunter. So what a life. I can't imagine. But, you know, to kind of play out, this is why I mentioned earlier, Jack, I love the historical perspective somebody like Pat Buchanan can give. This is how foreign policy has proven decisive in presidential years. For instance, the Korean War contributed to Harry Truman's defeat in the New Hampshire primary and his 1952 decision not to run again. When General Eisenhower architected...
When 52. Oh, okay.
When Eisenhower, architect of the Normandy invasion, declared, I shall go to Korea, his rival, Adlai Stevenson, was toast. Lyndon Johnson saw his party shattered and chances vanished with the Tet Offensive of 68. Eugene McCarthy's moral victory in New Hampshire and anti-war candidate Bobby Kennedy's entry into the race. Jimmy Carter's feckless response to the seizure of U.S. hostages in Iran consumed the last year of his presidency, contributed to the rout by Reagan. And there are so many different things that could affect this president. Who knows what Iran will do, for instance?
I know.
We'll have to keep an eye on it. And plus, I
remember all three of those events you just described.
Right.
Not Truman, because...
That's a little before your time.
That was way before my time. But I do remember, as a child, when I was 13, I remember Johnson coming on television. And we were sitting in our den, and Johnson said... I shall not seek nor will not accept my party's nomination for president. And my father said to me, son, you're watching history right here.
Absolutely.
And that was after Eugene McCarthy beat him in New Hampshire. Because, you know, everybody thought Lyndon had it sewn up. And he didn't, obviously. And they nominated Hubert Humphrey that year, and Nixon beat him. And then... with Carter and, but see, every night on the news, and I'll say, the news was like, day 43 in the Iran hostage crisis. They started out the news every night that way. And when it became like 300 days, it was, and you know what's so weird? Reagan gets sworn in and they release the hostages.
Right.
That was just, I guess they were scared of what he was about to do.
Dan Morse has told me that story from his perspective. Is it advanced guy? Like the whole team is starting to get information. Here's how we need to talk to the press. And I'll let Dan tell that story again if we ever need to.
Yeah,
but
sure.
It's such a good, like the idea of the jubilation of them being released was such a thing. And we got to hit another break here. But with 2020 up and people be making predictions about the presidential politics, we'll be making predictions about the next decade. Predictions about all sorts of things. Pat Buchanan began his piece here with a Yogi Bearism. Yogi Bear. I love this. It's tough to make predictions, especially about the future.
Yogi Bear had some great ones.
Yeah, what is it? Nobody goes there. It's too crowded.
Yeah. And when you come to a fork in the road, take it. Nobody said it was going to be easy.
Well, let's hit this very quick break. Come back. We have a little bit more to say into the first hour of News and Views here. Again, this first hour brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Call them today to preserve those old tapes. Bring them into the digital future. Preserve them for you and your family. 279-6036. 279-6036. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor of this hour of the program. Be right back. More News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell after this.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon.
Oh, beautiful.
I was feeling this.
A little Ray Charles?
A little Ray Charles, yeah. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228.
That is the number. If you're looking at lunch, look at Yellowhammer Restaurant, 7725 Averett Drive. It's off of Taylor Road. If you're going toward the Troy Highway from Vaughn, it's 0.4 mile. You turn right. Go through the stop sign, and it's in the shopping center where the old Blue Moon used to be. It's the Yellowhammer Restaurant. They have everything from great breakfast items to meats and threes for lunch, or burgers and traditional club sandwich, things like that. They have a wing platter, and I can tell you their wings are great. They have a comeback basket, they call it, which are boneless wings. Mm. They have salads, and they have three really... And you've had a burger, and your grandfather had a burger.
I love that burger.
The burgers are really good. They have three different, and they do a double dip French fry.
It's so good.
That they like double fry, and they're real crunchy. And
that's my biggest takeaway. It's a simple menu, but they execute it perfectly. And you said that the chefs there, the cooks there, they were taught by their grandmothers
how to cook. And they,
there you go.
Yeah, there you have it. They're also open for breakfast. They open, in matter of fact, at 6 a.m. They have everything from pancakes to French toast to omelets to the traditional two eggs and two in a meat and grits or hash browns. Anyway, give Yellowhammer Restaurant a try. 7725 Averett Drive in Montgomery. You can call them to find out what the daily special is at 649-1737. 649-1737. And find out what they have for lunch. And they always have a couple of meat and three choices. But you won't be disappointed. In fact, James, longtime listener, said he ate there on his birthday and it was outstanding. So give Yellowhammer Restaurant a try.
Indeed. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228. We're